Acts of the Three Nephites from the Sealed Book of Mormon, Chapter 5, Verse 1. As soon as the 12 began their ministry among the Nephite people, Jesus gave us experiences that could not be described, whose evidence of his love authenticated our ministry wherever we went. If it were not for these special evidences of his love, there would be no reason for these three disciples to want to remain in a world that distills so much hatred and other sentiments derived from Satan. For how much we would suffer every kind of persecution under heaven to take along the pure love of Christ to the most ignored villages around the earth. 2. With the exception of the times we were caught up and reallocated to distant lands, whose language was so different that most of the time we had to use the gift of tongues to understand what was being said, by whose sense of zeal for the word it was urgent to fill our understanding with the Holy Spirit of the God to help us in the different languages to which we were subjected to exhort, and to administer the gospel of repentance among the many nations, tribes, and tongues without ever letting us down or being influenced by the opposing sentiments derived from the evil one. Verse 3. It was under such imperative condition of never to be overwhelmed by the opposing feeling of the devil, which occasionally makes up residence in the heart of the natural man, that Jesus warned us to preach and teach the children of men with the purpose of those who accept our message coming from the gospel of Christ, to have power in his name to overcome the forces of the enemy in themselves. 4. In view of this, after had passed 14 years since we were caught up and equipped with these good news, who from the heavens, Jesus took me privately among my other two companions and set me before one of his disciples in Jerusalem, who is about to enter into a debate with the chief apostles of Christ because of the circumcision of the Gentiles. To which I ministered to him not to let the feelings of pride from the evil one take hold of his heart, as Jesus foresaw. For how much I have made him realize that true circumcision is the lofty sentiment of Christ in our hearts, and that the strange feeling of disagreement was an angel of Satan who had moved him for a long time in order to confront the one who held the keys of the high priesthood of the church in Jerusalem. And this brought tremendous pain to his heart, as if it were a thorn in his flesh. 5. For how much pleaded three times to the Lord to eliminate this evil from his heart? It was that the Lord spake to him, saying, "My grace will suffice you." That is, my feelings in your heart, and behold, my power will be perfected in your weakness. For how much you will not exalt yourself to men in the flesh, but will be raised by me, the Lord, according to the humility that you must obtain by the ministration of this my servant to the sent. 6. When I returned among the Nephites, I joined the other 11 disciples gathered with the Church of Christ from every region around, who sat down to obtain the word of the 12 and together to share the sacrament, because we taught the people his words as well as he told us to do. My father Nephi, the man among the 12, stood before them all and began to speak to the people, saying, "We have long waited by the signs announcing the birth of Christ among our brethren in Jerusalem, while the unbelievers tried to nullify our faith by saying that none of this would happen." 7. In later years, many of our brothers lost hope and got out of the way, but the promises were real and the prophecies about Christ were fulfilled one by one before our eyes, until our brethren could clearly discern the time when Jesus would come among us, making us a stronger people in the faith, for the purpose of waiting for the next event until our eyes saw the coming of Jesus Christ, when all could see him come down from the sky in a beam of light. 8. Let us no longer quarrel and controversy among ourselves, but let us take upon ourselves the commandments of God and stand up in such order to be united in all things, that together we may overcome any obstacle which Satan may place in our way. 9. Therefore, I want to remind you of these things that were required of us by Jesus Christ, to make us pure in heart, seeking with fidelity to promote good among brothers, without detracting from the words left to us by the prophet of the past, in order that we might obtain the word of God revealed among us, that we may be one, just as he remains united with us through his gospel. 10. These, therefore, are the teachings which Christ left for us, which exist since the beginning, but which were taken from among the people because they could not endure it except in the days of Enoch. 11. May we be willing to do the same thing that the Enochians did before the flood, now in our present time, and let God evaluate our hearts in all things. End of chapter 5.